USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Kathy Hochul has become the state of New York's first female governor, being sworn in just after midnight Eastern on Tuesday. She had served as former Governor Andrew Cuomo's lieutenant governor since 2015, replacing him following his resignation after a report from the state attorney general found he'd sexually harassed multiple women. The FDA is asking people not to use an animal deworming medication as treatment for COVID-19. The FDA tweeting that people should not use the drug ivermectin to treat COVID, as the medication is used to treat and prevent parasites in animals like horses and livestock. The FDA says that besides not being proven to treat coronavirus, the drug can cause severe side effects in humans, including allergic reactions, seizures, and even death. And Hawaii's governor is urging tourists to delay trips to the island as his state deals with an increase in COVID cases. Governor David Ige said Monday that lockdowns may be on the table again as Hawaii deals with an increase of infections and hospitalizations. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website, look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine received full approval from the Food and Drug Administration on Monday after being administered for the last 8 months under an emergency use authorization. Health officials say they hope the full approval will encourage more people to get the shot. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells ABC News that the FDA's approval is a sign of the vaccine's safety and effectiveness.
You know, there have been over 40,000 people that have been studied in these clinical trials. More than 10,000 people have been studied for over 6 months. And we now have experience just in the United States alone of over 200 million people who have received doses of this Pfizer vaccine. We've been studying the safety and effectiveness since December when this was authorized. We have an extraordinary amount of data, and I'm really pleased that the FDA not just took their time and did the due diligence that needed to be done, but did it quickly and efficiently to bring this to the American people as soon as possible.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Military officials have given President Biden until Tuesday to decide whether to extend the deadline to get troops out of Afghanistan to allow them to evacuate all Americans from the country, or to keep the current deadline to leave of August 31st. Leaders from the nations of the G7 are expected to pressure the administration to extend that deadline during an emergency meeting of the group on Tuesday. The Taliban has indicated that it takes the end of the month as a firm deadline. Congressman Buddy Carter says that the Taliban couldn't be trusted to keep their word if an extension was negotiated. The Georgia Republican tells Newsmax TV that he sees the entire situation as a disgrace for the U.S.
It's unbelievable. The Taliban can't be trusted. Wow, what a newsflash. And now we find this. You know, when I became a member of the Georgia State Legislature, the first lesson that we learned was when you're in a hole, quit digging. The Biden administration continues to dig, and they dig deeper and deeper. First of all, we have the unmitigated disaster that was the exit from Afghanistan. There was no planning. There was no strategy. There was nothing, no forethought whatsoever put into that. And Joe Biden said it was highly unlikely that the Taliban could take over. Well, guess what? That's exactly what happened. Now we find out that the hole is getting even deeper. We don't know how many people are still over there, how many Americans are still over there. We don't know how many interpreters are still over there, how many still need to be brought back to America. This is a totally inept and incompetent administration that's running this. It is disgraceful.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.